So the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about certain important things. And today in this service, I want to talk about living in faith. Living in faith. Living in faith. I want you to slap your neighbor on the left and tell them it's a faith thing. Slap the neighbor on your right and say to them, or ask them, are you living in faith? In Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1, if you have your Bibles here, please follow with me. It says here, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Paul writes to the, he says here, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Listen, listen, your life is not just surrounded by church folk. Your life is surrounded by every person that believed in God, that walked with God, that is in heaven today. There is a cloud of witnesses, stadiums and stadiums full of people that is supporting your race, that is supporting you living by faith. And Paul is saying, let us not be, you know, slowed down by weight. Are you with me? It's like a guy's running 100 meter dash and suddenly you add some weight behind him and it slows him down. And Paul says, let us not be slowed down. And he's using one thing. He says, let us run with endurance. Let us run with endurance. It's not a 100 meter dash. It's a long distance race. It's your whole lifetime. But he says, let us run with endurance and be careful for the things that will slow us down, the thing that will keep us from becoming and running with endurance. And friends, you need to know that God wants us to run our race with endurance. This is not a 100 meter dash. This is a long distance race. Paul said, I thank God that I finished my race. It is not how you start this race of faith. It is how you're going to finish this race of faith. But it is a race of faith. He says, let us live in faith and let us run. You have to understand this faith life is a race. It's a race of faith. And we need to keep in the faith lane. You know, that is what is when you run a race, there's lanes. Then you should run in your lanes. And God wants you to know that this life of faith is a faith race. And God says, be careful, certain things are going to slow you down. He says, and what keeps us from running in faith is sin. You know, we start off this race and then suddenly we get so easily ensnared by sin. He says, keep on running your race, but be careful that sin ensnares you. He says, it so easily ensnares us. Running in faith keeps our focus on Jesus and not on what the world or our past wants us to offer. That's why it's so important that you need to understand it's a race of faith. God wants us to live in the faith zone. And there's stuff. There's a cloud of people or witnesses that's cheering us on how to run this race in stadiums and stadiums of people in the heavenlies, cheering you on, running this race of faith. But you need to understand, in this race, there's a faith lane, or it's a faith zone. And you need to know that there's certain things that wants to slow you down. There's certain things that is so easily going to ensnare you to stop you running this race with endurance. And sin is one of them. And sin will always offer you your past or blind you from the future. And Paul says here, be very, very careful how you run this race. Be careful not to be ensnared by sin. Friends, running outside of your lane will get you to run but have no results. Running outside of your lane will get you to run but have no results. So you have to understand it's a faith zone. You are in a faith race. And there's lanes which you should run into. There's lanes which you should keep into. You can have a guy running a race and he's running this race, but he's crossing all the lines. At the end of the day, he's first over the winning line. And people say to you, sorry, excuse me, we're disqualified. Why? Because he didn't run in the lane. And you can run being a man and a woman of faith, but you don't keep in the lanes. And ultimately, you have no results in your life. Faith helps us to focus on God and God alone. Faith helps us to focus on God and God alone. Sin will keep you focused on your past and blind you from your future. But faith will keep you to focus on Jesus and Jesus alone. And running in any race, you have to stay in your lane. Slap your neighbor, say, stay in your lane. Slap another neighbor, tell them, it's a faith thing. When you run this race, you have to stay in your lane. Because you can run in faith and run in vain. You can think that you are running a race of faith, but you ain't running in the lane, and therefore you will have no permanent results. And God doesn't want you to finish your race looking back and there's no permanent results for the life of faith. Living in faith is running in the faith lane or the faith zone. A life we are called to, the life that we are called to live is a life of faith. It's not a life of comfort. It's not a life of what we see. The life that we are called to by heaven to live here on earth is ultimately a life of faith. We are called and placed into this world to live lives in faith that has prominent faith in God. We are called and placed here on earth to live lives that is focused with faith in God. That's why you are here. You are should be an example of faith. People should look at your life and my life and say, but wow, those people have faith in God. Their lives are characterized by faith. And Jesus wants every one of his children to live in the faith zone and to run in the faith lane. Now I'm asking you, how is your life in faith, Christian? How is your life in faith today? Let's look at your life individually. Every one of you have your own seat. So forget about your neighbor next to you. Maybe you're sitting there in Wimbledon. Forget about people next to you. Just look at your own life. Now, if we put a spotlight from heaven on your life, can heaven's witnesses see that you are characterized by faith? Your life is characterized by faith. I know it's tight. But it's right. Because the witnesses are cheering on people that are running in their lanes and running in the faith zone. So what are they cheering? Can they cheer for you? Can they look at your life and see this person's life is characterized by faith? Because heaven cheers people that run by faith. And God wants you to know this life that you now live, this new life, is a life that should only be lived by faith. Can people see that you are a person living in faith? Can heaven look at you and see that you're a person living in faith? Can people around us look at you and see, wow, this person has real faith. They are living in faith. Friends, you can be in church, you can be born again, and still not run or live in the faith zone or run in the faith zone. Lanes. In Hebrews chapter 10, 38, it says, Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Wow. It says, if you are the just, let me talk to the just. Anybody here? If you are the just, it says, you shall live by faith. Nothing else, by faith. The just shall live by faith. Not by crying, not by moaning, not by groaning, but the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Are you living by faith? I can remember as I start off my journey with Jesus, suddenly I experienced faith. I experienced something new in me. I experienced a new life. I experienced a new desire to please God. Man, I can remember in the beginning when Jesus touched me, I could trust him to change the world. I could trust him to move the sun. I could trust him to move the moon. But I had so much faith in him. But suddenly, during my years becoming churchified, I lost my focus of what it all about, and I started to move back and live in comfort. My life, my ways, my things. And when it comes to exercise my faith and to do great projects and exploits for God, my faith is diminished, my faith, because I'm not living in faith. And that happened in my life, and I realized that you and I need to focus on one thing, and that is to live lives in the faith lane and in the faith zone. So I'm asking you, child of God, I'm asking you, the just, is your life characterized by faith? Can you honestly say that the whole heaven can say with one accord, Pastor Eugene is a man that lives in faith? Can you honestly say that the people around you that touch you and meet you can honestly say that your life is characterized by faith? He says here, the just shall live by faith. If you are the just, the scripture says your life should be called a life of faith. Are we still looking as a church and as a people of God to Jesus to increase our faith? Or are we looking to Jesus to increase our comfort? Tell your neighbor, that's ouch. Are you looking at Jesus to increase your faith, child of God? Are you looking that you run in this race to a mentor that will keep you running faster and faster and faster? Or are you looking for a way out? Are you looking for comfort and slowing down and... Because he says the one that slowing down is drawing back. And God says, I have no pleasure in a soul that is drawing back. I have no pleasure in a people that's conquering and then suddenly draw back. I have no pleasure in a child of God that runs the race of faith and then draws back. My soul, I have no pleasure in a soul like that. You've run your race. You're living in faith. And then, oh, I'm burning out. Oh, I have to slow down. Oh, I'm too busy. Oh, the children are keeping me away. Oh, all the stuff that's keeping you to slow down. God is saying, I have no pleasure in any child that is slowing down. All these things get added to our lives, but when it gets added, because we are in God, He adds more faith to our lives, and it is constantly keeping us to run the race. How are you running the race of faith? Are you trying to find comfort? Are you trying to slow down? Because if you're trying to find comfort and slowing down, God has not favor in that. God is looking for people that constantly want to increase their faith. I can show you. Jesus walks with his disciples. He's busy teaching them. He's busy walking with them. And suddenly he turned around and he said to them something that is stirring their faith. It's almost demotivating them by the statement he makes. And he says to them, oh, you have little faith. Are you serving God today, children of God, with the focus of increasing your faith day by day, year by year? Or are we looking for comfort? We should look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, so that when we look at him, he could increase our faith. The disciples listened to Jesus, and in Luke 17:5, they said, and the apostle said to him, say to the Lord, increase our faith. When last did you pray, Lord, increase my faith? Instead of coming to church and pastor tells you, we're going to plant churches, we're going to build buildings, we're going to train up new leaders, we're going to raise £1 million for the... Instead of going away here and find a way out of it and find a way of comfort, when last did you go out and say, Jesus, enlarge my faith. Give increase my faith. Lord, I hear what pastor says, but I need more faith, Lord. Amen. When last did you say, increase my faith, Lord? I pray that will come and become your focus again, where you say, Lord, I don't live by sight, but I live by faith. I don't run this race by my own ability, but I run it by faith. And I'm the just, and the who said the just shall live by faith. So Lord, increase my faith. Has your life become so comfortable, church, that living by faith is just a byproduct of this new life you received from Jesus? A byproduct. Faith is never a byproduct. Has your life become so comfortable that faith is just a byproduct? You only use your faith to better your life. You can trust God for a better job and a new business or whatever. But you can't trust Him to build your home cell, and you can't trust Him to expand the kingdom, and you can't trust Him to bring finances to you to honor your building pledge. Are we living by faith, or are we living by our own strengths and abilities? Are you giving in such a way because you can give that? It's comfortable for you to give X amount away. Or are you giving in such a way that you need to ask the Lord to increase your faith? I'm talking about giving because I said to you, the thing that will increase your faith the most in life and the quickest and the best is in the area of finances. You don't give to get. You give because we love God. We are partners with Him. We understand it. But has your giving become something of comfort and ability? Or is your giving in the faith lane or the faith zone? Look at your life this morning. Are you living from the point of comfort and ability? Or are we living that if God doesn't come through, we are not going to make it? Now, unfortunately, we are living with the wrong mindset. We are living from a place of defeat. If God doesn't come through, we're not going to make it. We are not living from a place where God has come through, but we have stepped so far out in faith for His kingdom that if He's not going to come through, we are not going to make it. We will make it in our personal lives, but we've stepped so far in the faith towards the kingdom and building stuff and reaching people that if God doesn't come through, we are not going to make it. We are so far back, certain children of God, that we are living from hand to mouth in faith, just to get by in our personal lives. And we have to move. And I tell you now, I'm speaking prophetically. God doesn't want you to live from month to month and have your faith just to get through the month. He wants your faith to exceed that and to be a person that lives in such great faith that when you step out doing great projects for God, if He doesn't come through, we are not going to make it. So our faith is not to come by. Our faith is to expand God's kingdom. And too many of us are living from month to month. If God doesn't come through for me in this month, then I am not going to make it. So my faith is about I. My faith is about my life. If God doesn't come through for me, I'm not going to make it. But we should live if God doesn't come through for us. We are not going to advance His kingdom. These are the questions I believe we have to ask ourselves. Are we living in the faith? Are we running in the faith lane? Are we living in the faith zone? Are you with me? Is my faith for me, or is my faith past me and for God? I want to help some of you because you look at men of God and people of God and you wonder, why do they have the special dash? Why is God favoring them and touching them? And now suddenly they don't have financial worries. It's just like God's favoring them. God's not a respecter of people. He's a respecter of principle. There's no favorites. You see, some people have caught up to faith. Some people have learned how to run in faith. Now, you can go to any kindergarten race. Do yourself a favor. It's a mission to keep those children running in that lanes. It is absolutely a mission to keep the children running in the race. I can remember Tristan going left, right, looking to everybody around him. That's so many of you. You are not running in the race. You're not in the faith zone. It's a mission to keep you in the faith lane and in the faith zone. And some people have learned to run in the lanes, and some people have learned to stay in the zone, and therefore their lives are not about them anymore, and therefore they can step past, God is going to come through for me. They know God is going to come through. Now they are stepping into what we can do for your kingdom. And our faith is now, if you don't come through, Lord, we're going to be bust. And too many of you are living, God, you should come through for me. Your faith is for me. We should live past that, knowing that we are sold out. We are stepping into the zone of expanding God's kingdom, taking care of your life. That's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, 33. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things shall be added to you. Then He said to them, look at the fields. He said, look at the birds. They don't worry where their next meal is going to come from. You shouldn't be a person still living and using your faith just to come by every week. You should be long past that, using your faith to establish God's kingdom, to build more things, to reach more people. That's where you should be by this time, child of God. That's why I'm asking you, where's your faith today? The scripture says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, we read from verse 40, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Friends, faith is not a tomorrow thing. It's not you've heard my message today and say, I'm going to do it tomorrow, Pastor. No, no, now faith is. Now faith is. Now faith is. The substance of things hoped for. So there has to be some stuff that you hope for. It's part of faith. He says, the evidence of things not seen. Wow. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I hope for the substance. Now faith is, I can see it, but I can't touch it. It says, by faith we understand. He writes here and he's saying, listen, everything actually from the beginning of the book till the end of the book comes by and through faith. You just need to understand faith. Your faith should go past your personal life. You should keep in the faith zone and in the faith lanes. You should get an understanding of faith. It says, by faith we understand. The people of old, by faith they understood. It says, by faith Abel offered to God. Then by faith Enoch was taken. Then he says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. You have to understand the focus should be on faith. You can serve but have no faith. You can give but have no faith. You can sing but have no faith. You can work your backside off but have no faith. He says, if you ever want to please Him, it comes by faith. Jesus gets attracted to people. Jesus lives in the faith zone. He's in the faith lane. He is not found in any other place. When there's a church that is activated in faith, He's there. When there's a man and a woman of God running in the faith lane, He stands like a father waiting at the end of the race. Come, come, come. He doesn't move. He's not sitting in the stand. He's sitting in front of you in your lane. And if you keep in your lane, He's coming, coming, coming. He's motivating you on. Jesus gets attracted to people that live in faith. He says, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You want to live in faith? You want to please him in faith? Then you need to believe that he is God. He is God Almighty, and he can do anything and everything for you. Then you need to know that your faith is established in you diligently seeking him. Not every now and then, not every Sunday. You can't build faith by coming to church every Sunday and the rest of the week you do nothing. You should diligently seek him and know that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I'm a firm believer that the blessing of God is upon people that diligently seek him. That's it. They just believe. Do you know that you need to have more belief after you get saved than before you get saved? He is God. He can do anything. I believe that I am his. Now I'm diligently seeking him. That's faith. And I believe God favors people like that. Or not favors, he places the faith that they then activate, releases favor and blessing upon their lives. He says, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, by faith, he was warned. By faith, Abram obeyed. By faith. It says, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed. And she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is a heavenly country. Stop desiring things of this world. Start desiring the stuff that you are, where you are from. You have switched kingdoms. You have switched kingdoms. You have switched dominions. You need to keep. That's why the Bible says, keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Keep your mind set on things above and not things on the earth. Change your focus, people. Change your focus about God. Some of you are living a small life because you have a small God in your mind. You're not serving a small God. You're serving a great God. You need to expand your mindset about God and what is possible because you are in partnership with God. Then we have to connect our faith in him, and then we have to diligently seek him. So coming to church is not what I can get, it's what I can seek. It says, by faith, Abram, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of his sons. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents. Then a few scriptures later, it says, by faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe. He says, for the time would fail me to tell about Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets. He says, who through faith? How are you going to get a new job? Through faith. How are you going to get an increase? Through faith. How are you going to get a wife? Through faith. How are you going to get a husband? Through faith. How are you going to build your new business? Through faith. It says that there's too many examples of people that obtained everything that was promised to them through faith.
But in this journey, you have to understand, you need to believe that He is God and all things are possible. You need to connect in belief in Him. I believe what He said. And then you need to keep on diligently seeking Him, knowing that those who diligently seek Him are rewarded.
It says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became violent in battle, turned to fight the armies of the aliens, whom received their dead, women received their dead, raised to life again. How are you going to receive certain stuff? By faith. Keep in the faith zone. Keep in the faith lane. Don't look left. Don't look right. Run your race. Run your race. When God puts people before you that wants to increase your faith, don't throw them with stones. Don't look out for a way out. If pastors say, listen, put more money, pledge towards the building pledge, trust God, then you need to say, that is my mentor. That is my trainer in faith. I am going to do because I want my faith to increase. As long as your faith is to get you by, you are not going to conquer. You need to get past faith to get by and into a place where faith is used to advance God's kingdom. Family, we walk by faith, not by sight. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Is your walking characterized by faith? What you currently have is according to faith.
Oh, ouch.
Don't you worry. Faith is the currency in heaven. You can't unlock nothing if it's not by faith. What you are, your salary at this moment is because of your faith. It's by faith. In Matthew chapter 9, 29, it says, when he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. So God wants you to know that He can see your faith. You can sit here and now you can reason away, Pastor Talbu, I think I'm okay. Well, let me tell you, some of you are not okay. You actually need an internal drip of faith because you are busy dying. And you think you're okay, but you ain't. Some of you are in this church. Your circumstances are not changing. I've known you for 10 years. You're in the same place. Why? Because of your faith. And you keep on thinking your faith is okay, but you are running like a child all over the faith lanes. You don't listen to what God is cheering you on. You don't give as you should. You don't increase in giving. You don't increase in other areas. And you think you're okay. You're not okay. You're busy slowly dying. You're actually good for nothing. Listen to me. I'm going to be very honest and straight. If your faith is just to get by, you're good for nothing. Because it's all about you. That's why you can't live here. You have to get your faith past. God's going to provide everything. I made up my mind. I don't have a clue. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't worry. Now I'm stepping out to build a new home cell. I'm stepping out to give more towards the building project, to build my church, to do advance. I'm going further than that. Now you become a tool in the hands of God. Now I know it's tight, but it's right. Mark 2:5 says, when Jesus saw their faith, He said to the paralytic son, your sins are forgiven you. So remember one thing. Jesus is here this morning, or you might be there in your living room. I don't know. Wherever you are, He sees your faith. And God has given me this message to speak to us as a church and say He's not happy with our faith level.
Amen.
You have to put focus on faith. It's not a buy or buy. It's not just an add-on to your new life. It is the new life. You can't please Him without faith. You can't unlock heaven without faith. You can do nothing without faith. Jesus is looking for more people that can live and run in the faith lane. I want to share with you as I go down three deadly sins people do when it comes to faith. I said, didn't the writer of Hebrews say, Watch out for sin that so easily ensnares us. It's going to slow down your faith. Now, there's three deadly sins that people do when it comes to faith. Three deadly sins. Number one, in James chapter 2, 17, it says, thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. One of the greatest sins people have is to think that faith works outside of works. Faith and works are together to make faith alive. You don't have faith if there's no good works. Period, full stop. You will have something that is no use. You will have a bottle of water. Give me that bottle of water. It's empty, the empty one, please. It's a bottle of water. And if you don't have good works, faith is the bottle, good works is the substance, and if you give that to somebody, they get life. You can save their life. But if you only have faith and you give it to somebody, and it's a deadly sin that the people of God, it crept in through false preaching and false teaching, telling you that faith works. You don't have, there's no works. It's all faith. Faith is married to works. If works are not connected to faith, you ain't having godly faith. So you can shout hallelujah, you can proclaim, but if there's no good works, no faith. Oh, I'm a person of faith, but you're not a giver. You ain't a person of godly faith. It's a deadly sin. Oh, I live in faith. No, you don't live in faith. You live in faith your own life. You don't live in faith to build God's kingdom, to advance. So you ain't living in faith. It's a deadly sin. You have no good works. Faith and good works come together to produce the product of faith in any area. Amen. So in the kingdom, you need to focus that your faith and good works are working together to produce life. And I have found in my short walk with Jesus that people that don't just say they have faith, but show they have faith, are the ones that produce life everywhere. They bring forth life everywhere. A person that they might not pray for 10 hours, but they will pray for half an hour, go out to people, and they will bring life in that family. Oh, I'm a person of faith, but you don't go out and look for a job, or you're selective on your job seeking. You have no works. Your faith is dead. They have no works going with the faith they proclaim. They do not understand that faith and works go together to bring forth. Say it with me. Faith, my faith, and my works go together to bring forth. Number two, 1 Timothy 1:19 says, having faith and a good conscience, which some having rejected concerning the faith have suffered shipwreck. What is Timothy saying over here? Let's read it again. He's saying, having faith and what? Having faith and? He says, which some have rejected. I want faith, but my conscience is not clean. Because some of you reject the good conscience God has given you. Don't do this business deal like that. Don't give in that invoice because you know that invoice, you have added more, which you should. But some reject it and their faith has gone shipwrecked. Deadly sin. That so easily. So your faith and a good conscience works together to bring forth. That's why some of you don't have your increase, because you go off when you know you shouldn't go leave your work.
You're not faithful in the position God has placed you. The Holy Spirit tells you, do not do this like any other employees. You do it differently. You don't listen. So you violate your conscience because Jesus speaks through your conscience. He tells you, don't do it. You add your faith. Okay, I'm going to add my faith. But you don't have a good conscience because he's constantly telling you and you are violating your conscience and think that because nobody sees that, God, faith and a good conscience work together. Don't reject what I'm telling you today. It's a deadly sin. And you're going to cry out to God, why? God, why? God is saying, you can have faith, but if you reject a good conscience or you have a good conscience and you don't have any faith, the two work together to bring forth. In Romans chapter 10, 17, it says, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Number three. Many people have no more faith coming to them because they do not listen. You get to church and you fall asleep. Faith comes. You don't have to seek for faith, child of God. God is showering his people with faith. He is showering his people with faith. Showering his people. Faith comes. It's not something that, oh, I'm waiting for it. 5 years. 6 months, when his faith is... Faith comes. Faith comes. God is like the waves of the sea. It never stops since the day it started. It just comes. Faith is like that. It comes. But it comes to those who are listening, who are hearing, and it comes through the word of God. So one deadly sin is that you don't listen. You don't listen. You don't listen. Pastor is speaking. He's telling you. How can you advance your faith? How can you increase? When it comes to giving, when it comes to giving, when it comes to giving, you have to increase your faith when it comes to giving. And you sit there. The wave is washing you, slapping you every Sunday. Boom, boom. No, the church wants my money. Oh, no, these people want my money. No, we don't. We want you to listen because if you reject what God is saying, you're never going to advance in faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. One translation says, by the preaching of the word. That's why some people will not come to churches where the word is preached. And Satan will deceive them thinking that they are in a church of faith. Faith-based churches preach the word of God. And then you can be a Christian being in a faith-based preaching church and still don't have any faith because you don't listen. Deadly sin. You have to learn to listen. And then listen to what is coming from you. Is it coming from the word? Yes. All right. Then God is showering me with faith. Jesus wants to increase our faith. He said, man, if you have faith as much as a mustard seed, it is enough. But you need to increase that seed. That seed needs to die. It needs to become a tree so that it can bear much fruit, so that it can bless. The seed in itself, unless it dies, it can become nothing. It is a deadly sin to sit in church and don't listen. I say to you over and over again, when it comes to giving, it is for you. Yes. If you keep on not listening when it comes to giving, you're going to keep on living the life that you live. And what that sin does, it breaks the work of God. It prevents. It stops. It hinders. God's work in your life and God's work in the lives of the world. Just there. But if you conquer it through giving, you quickly learn that what you are having is not your problem. I shouldn't worry about what's going to be at the end of the month. I should actually worry about how I stepped out to build greater things for God. And I know that I'm talking to so many of you, but because you still live, is God going to come through? is God going to come through? No. If you've passed that, you know that God is going to come through. But you now live in a lane or in a zone where you step so far out for God that only He can come through. And if He doesn't come through, then you having a pawpaw in your face and Him. And God doesn't like pawpaws in His face. So your faith is not for you. Your faith is for advancing God's kingdom. But we are sitting with people that don't listen. So you're going to stay in this zone where you will actually be useless. If your life is still about you, it's useless. Useless. Yes, God loves you. We love you. But your life is useless. You can't do anything with you. I love you. That's why you won't get people saying this to you. I will say it to you. If your life is still about yourself, it's useless. It's like a seed that has not died yet. It's useless. I know it's tough. But you need to understand that God has left us here for greater things. God wants you to get past using your faith to get through the month. He wants you to get to a place where your faith is, Jesus, I've pledged £50,000 towards the building pledge. I don't know how I'm going to get there, Lord. And if I'm not going to get there and you don't help me to get there, Lord, I am going to have a pawpaw on my face and I stood for you now, Lord. My pawpaw is your pawpaw. God says that's the place of faith. Because no one else can get you there. Only I can. And I like it. So I am going to cheer you on. How's your faith? Don't sit here every week and you don't listen. God is showering like waves of the sea faith. If your focus is on the wave, you're going to ride every wave. But if you are just there, on your board, hanging in the ocean, you ain't going to ride no faith wave. And some of you are like jellyfish. There's no backbone, no structure. You're just like, I promise you, I've seen you in the church. You're hearing great messages Sunday after Sunday. You have a church that's faith-driven. But you're just throwing through the current. I promise you, 10 years from now, you're going to still be it's a deadly sin. Listen to me. Faith has to go with works. Faith goes with a good conscience to bring forth. And learn to listen. There in Wimbledon, learn to listen. Never learn to listen. Edinburgh, how's that church going to by faith? By living past faith for us, but faith for the world. Too many of us are living my faith for now, for me. Now my faith for them. Let God increase your faith today. Don't leave here being angry or offended. It's by faith. By faith. Run your race in the lanes. Stay in the faith zone. Ask yourself, the moment we're going to do giving now, are you giving in faith? Or are you giving because you can? I'm asking, are you giving because you can? Or are you giving in faith? Soul winning and giving, there ain't any place that you can build your faith like that. Soul winning and giving. Let me add another one. Disciple making. Soul winning, giving, disciple making. It's a faith zone. You want to create great faith? Stay there. Stay there. You will see how your faith will expand and expand and expand and expand. Keep in the lanes. Keep in the lanes. Stay in the faith zone. Don't become a church goer where you just sit here Sunday after Sunday and nothing is changing. Is your life changing by faith? Look at your life. Heaven is cheering you on. We are cheering you on. I am encouraging you this morning that you need to put back focus on faith. Everything you do should be by faith. Every disciple you make, you do it in faith. Every person you reach, you do it by faith. Every pound you sow, you do it by faith. Every song you sing, you do it by faith. Dream bigger dreams. You have a big God. Dream bigger dreams. Believe that He can do anything and everything that He promised, and then seek Him. Till it comes to pass, seek Him, pray on, keep on praying, keep on serving, seek Him in your personal capacity at home, seek Him. He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand. Let's close our eyes. Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for every person that's here today. Thank you for the family. Thank you, Lord, that this journey that you placed us on is a journey of faith. It's a life of faith. Sometimes we can't see, we just walk in faith. And today I pray that you will just stir in us again the focus of faith, so that we can dream a new dream and have a new vision, that we can have fresh hope for that what you promise us. And thank you, Father, that we can understand by faith, we can see by faith, we can declare, we can subdue, we can become, all through faith. And I pray for the church today. I pray for myself and every person. Holy Spirit, speak to us so that we advance more in faith projects, where we can only rely upon you to come through, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We praise you, Lord, and we honor you, and we thank you. We give you the honor. Thank you that we can come to you by faith. I thank you that there's people here today, they're not sure if their lives are right with you. I want to tell you, brother, if it's you, by faith, you might not see Jesus, but I tell you, He's here today. By faith, He can come into your life and change your life, restore you, lift you up, and use you for His glory. By faith. The Bible says, if you can believe and repent of your sins, God will forgive you, He will restore you, He will make you His own. By faith. I know you don't see it, but if you can believe that God is for you, that 2,000 years ago He came to give you good news, that His Son died for you so that you can have eternal life. By faith today, you can change your life, you can turn around, and you can live for His glory. If it's you that I'm talking about and you say, Tabo, that's me. I know my life is not right with God. I'm not 100% sure that if I die that I will spend eternity with God in heaven. Then I want to ask you, can I please pray with you? And while all the eyes are closed and the heads are bowed, and you say, that's me, I want you to quietly just slip up your hand. Just show me quickly. Say, Tabo, that's me. Pray with me. I want to make right with God. I want to have Jesus as my Lord and Savior. You know what? Jesus loves you so much that He arranged everything today for you to come back home. And that's all we're going to do. The Bible says no man can get you to make this decision except the Spirit of God. That means you have just heard the voice of God telling you to come back home. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. By faith, believe, turn from your old ways, and connect with Jesus. And you know what? If God can change me, God's going to change you. If God can use Tabu, God's going to use you, and that's what He wants to do. Amen. I want everybody else to stretch out to them. Put your hand on your heart, close your eyes, and pray this with me out loud. Say, Heavenly Father, thank you for today that you spoke to my heart. Please forgive me of all my sin. I repent today, ask for forgiveness. I believe with all my heart that Jesus is your Son, that He saved me. Thank you that you love me, Jesus. Use me for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast brought to you by CRC London. For more information about our services, venue locations, or any other information, please visit our website, www.crclondon.com. CRC London, building one church in many locations.